Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up, it's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
We're going to ask Melissa to relive a traumatic experience from the weekend. So, let's all be respectful.
Yeah, like that's going to happen.
This poor girl, listen, man. She just wanted an oil change. That's all she wanted.
I am so...
And now she can never return to that Valvoline again.
I'm not going back there again. I refuse. I'm not going back there because... So first off, and I know if you work at Valvoline, it's hard to be able to predict sometimes this situation. And anyone who's gotten an oil change, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, which car going in which bay.
Yes. Yep. So you know when you get to an oil change place, there's a bunch of bays, right?
Yeah.
So that when I went, there was four bays all full. And there was one guy in front of me who got put behind a car in bay three or two. I'm next. And they were like, okay, well, we're going to have you park. And because we don't want a line building up behind you because it's going to block traffic. So they had me back into a spot. Five cars come after me and they're all backing into spots and we're all waiting. And this dude, very nice guy, comes over and says, you can go behind this car in bay three. So I'm there. Comes over and he's like, oh, wait, no. I'm going to move you to bay one. I'm like, oh, okay, so bay one's probably getting out before bay three. This is cool. Puts me in bay one. Puts some idiot in bay three who came like 20 minutes after me. All of a sudden, guess what happens? Bay three opens up. Kid goes in. Now, kid gets out and done. And I'm still waiting behind a car in bay one. I am already, I'm livid. So the guy comes over to me. I go, dude, you screwed me big time. He goes, what are you talking about? I go, you don't see what's happening here? I'm sitting in bay one.
No, I'm working.
Not just bay three.
I'm not paying attention to the cars just lined up doing nothing.
But
I'm actually changing oil.
Two or three other cars that come in and go after me, and I'm still sitting behind bay one. So that's besides the point.
And he apologized, but in his head, he's like, what do you want me to do? I don't have a time machine to go back in time and stick you in bay whatever.
If they're off by a few minutes, I have no problem with that. I was there for almost an hour before my car even got put into a bay. And I was so pissed at this point already. I said, listen, I know what your guys' thing is. You want people to pay extra for XYZ. I said, don't even bother asking me. I got to get out of here now. I don't want, you know, extra special oil. I don't want, like, an air filter. I don't want this and that. I'm like, I just want my oil changed and let me get out of here, please, because already I'm pissed. He's like, that's fine. That's fine. I'll speed it up and I'll get you out of here fast. Sure you will. So we're sitting there, puts up the hood. All of a sudden I hear, yo, you guys got to see this. I'm like,
Lord.
Now I'm in my car already. I'm like, okay.
Last thing you want, by the way, when you're at an oil change place and someone opens up your hood is everyone saying, yo, right? You got to see this.
Yep. And I will preface this with, my car is now a current piece of crap. It is on its last legs. It's a 2014. It's got so many things wrong with it. But because I'm upside down in it, I'm trying to rock it till the wheels fall off, literally. So I'm keeping it for as long as I can because I can't trade it in right now. I would like to, but I can't. So he calls a dude over. That dude starts flipping out. Yo, I've never seen anything like this before. Then all of a sudden, there's five workers huddled around the hood of my car. I'm like, what is happening here? They took out the air filter. You know how when they show you your air filter and it's like a little dark and it's got a couple leaves stuck in it? It's like,
got a little brownish color to it. Yeah, a couple leaves and stuff like that.
My air filter.
It wasn't brown.
Was black. Like, it looked like a grill, you know, like when your charcoal grill gets crap stuck on it.
Yeah.
That's what it looked like.
When's
the
last time you changed it? 2015.
Pebbles.
Never.
Let's just say, like, for like maybe the last year, I've been putting oil in myself. I haven't had an actual oil change.
Oh, man.
I don't know why.
Oh, boy. What are you pouring it on the filter?
No. But then I'm like, oh, my AC doesn't work. So maybe that's part of the reason, but it's not. I need a new motor for that,
too. You're telling me that you're lifting up the hood of your car and doing work to it?
Yeah, but I put oil in it.
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with me? I put oil in it. And you should know how to put oil in a car.
Well.
It's called, but you're supposed to get an oil change.
Okay, listen.
Not add oil.
That's neither here nor there.
It's here.
Yeah. And there.
So, exactly.
Yeah. If you guys had seen this thing and it got like 8 workers to come over and be like, you need a new air filter. I said, no.
Like,
and out of spite.
They had an intervention with Melissa. They were like, ma'am.
Out of spite, because they had already kept me there 2 hours. I said, no.
You still didn't get the
I didn't get it.
Melissa.
Nope. You know what I'm going to do? My boy Derek down at Toyota down the street, he's going to do some work on my car soon. I have brakes. He's going to put some brakes on it for me. Oh. I'm going to buy an
You're not going to do those yourself?
I'm going to buy an air filter at AutoZone.
It's neither here nor there.
And I'm going to put the air filter in my car.
Oh, my God. And Melissa with a wench?
No. Anybody wants to point me in a direction of a place I can get a new car? So I don't have to
Melissa.
Do this. Let me know, because I'm telling you guys, I need to keep this car probably another year.
When you
to.
Go to get that new air filter, can you please take a picture of it just so we can see?
Oh no, you guys, seriously, I was really embarrassed. I was like, this is not professional. I'm sitting in the car, like, can you please stop?
You impressed, like you're a story now.
But then he tried making me feel better by going, well, no, I mean it's not that bad. I mean I've seen rats and people have had rats in their hood. And stuff, and I was like, ew.
So the only thing you didn't have was a live animal.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.